On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you ready? I'm sorry for the delay.
No problem. I'm good today for this. Okay. Okay. Now, topic-wise, because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, because this is Wednesday. Do you want to talk about one of the topics you brought up was how do you know that it's really love? I think that was one of the topics.
Pros and cons I like a lot as well. I like dating pros and cons.
All right, let's do that. Okay, let's do that one. Okay, here we go. It's time for Chit Chat with Alicia Carey and me. And here we are. I'm in the Boston area. Alicia is sitting in a coffee shop in Manhattan drinking tea, I understand.
Yes, it's the drink of champions.
That's right.
Or Queens royalty. I'm in that club.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Okay, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and if you're engaged in that type of celebration and notification, then you best have made plans by now, otherwise someone's going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
But our topic today has to do with dating, because dating has changed over the decades, and it always changes, the methods in which we meet people, the do's and don'ts of dating, and that's where we are today.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff, and a lot, we're deep in it.
We're deep in it. We're knee deep in this stuff.
Or maybe neck, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. All right, so you're comparing it to quicksand. That's interesting.
It wasn't quicksand I was thinking about.
I understand.
It starts with an M.
Gotcha.
It rhymes with
gotcha.
Allure.
Okay. Well, you turned something disgusting into allure, which was quite pleasant. Okay. Let's talk about this. These days, and we've touched on this in the past on our prior episodes, one never knows how to treat the other person. Because everything is so sensitive, like, hey, I didn't agree to this, or something. Do you find that we're more sensitive about what we say and do with people on a date than we did before?
I think so, yes. I think basically with social media, with how our lives are going, we overanalyze everything. I remember myself, and not current self, so I'm just going to put that out there to the universe. Examining a text for days and literally emailing and sending that text to friends, relatives, you know, whomever would listen. Say, did you think when he said K instead of okay, you feel that was, how do you feel that was?
Yeah.
You feel that was what?
Yeah,
so yeah, so we overanalyze, we pick apart, we count the minutes to the next text, or if somebody doesn't text us right back, we think that they are not necessarily into us anymore. So it's trickier, but there's still rules of engagement, I think, that we can still kind of go by. There's still basic or the foundational rules of engagement that are still probably in play if we allow it.
Here's an interesting part. You go out on a date and then you wonder, well, how did it go? And then you go on his or her Facebook page and you find out exactly how it went.
Well,
it's a weird thing. It's like you're not telling me, you're telling everybody, but not me. It's odd.
Or the new thing, which is ghosting, which is not necessarily new, but now it's an art form. Now you just ghost, you know what I mean? Like you're texting this person, or you go on a couple of dates with them, you're phoning them, everything is copacetic. And then, you know, that was last week, and Monday you pick up the phone or you text them and you're like, hey, what's up? And you hear nothing.
Yeah.
Your number's blocked. They've decided that it's easier to ghost you than to say, listen, you're not necessarily my cup of tea. So that is the ghosting is a And some people have done it to an art form. So it's like shattered a few people because it just was so abrupt. You know what I mean? It's
It's not only abrupt. It's cowardly. There are definitely people that can't do this face to face. So they do it in a way that they can sheepishly not have to be lazy about somebody's emotions. It's very odd.
Correct.
All right.
And I've been thinking about it ever since I got you discussed that as a topic. I said to myself, I wanted to bring something to the table and I wanted to share my own personal experience. Mm-hmm. I am the type of dater where I don't necessarily date. I basically have a boyfriend and then I have gaps. You know what I mean? So I don't know why. I just will meet a person and we'll have a full-on relationship. It's just kind of how I guess how my past works. And then I will, that relationship will end, and I will then, have some personal growing time, sometimes not growing time, and then go into another. Mm-hmm. But based on that, that was the past. Now, currently, how if you ask me kind of what I feel about dating and how I go about it, it's not at the top of my mind because I feel that it's not necessarily something that I stress about. I'm gonna try to eat some humble pie here. Mm. I'm fairly attractive.
Uh-huh. You ate some pie there.
I'm fairly attractive, decent body, blah, 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 blah. Educated, can speak in full sentences, and I know sometimes how to chew with my mouth closed.
That's cool.
I know, I'm the package. Complete package.
Wow.
But I say this to say that, so I don't put a lot of stress on it. I really believe in letting the universe, letting God, that's kind of how I found my niche. Yeah. But in the past, insecurity kind of ruled my life. So it ruled my relationships.
Yes.
I no longer reside in the country or the community or the building insecurity. That is no longer my place of residence. Mm-hmm. So I'm free about it. I'm not uptight about it as I was. And in the past, one of the things that destroyed my relationships was my insecurity, because it actually got me overanalyzing, overthinking, then eventually chasing somebody, then eventually, if it was good, I would probably have chased them off. So I've centered myself, and I think if we want to start at the first step in dating, pros and cons is knowing thyself and being who you are and being comfortable in your own skin. And that's going to be the foundation in which your relationship is built on. So I'm throwing that nugget out, because if it's not, no matter what happens, no matter if this guy is or this girl is late or they're this or they're that, it really sometimes does not matter, unless it's really where you're coming from that really is going to drive whatever happens, because each individual has quirks. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true. They do. Being yourself is number one. A lot of people, when they date, they try to be what the other person seems that would be attracted to the other person.
Correct.
So you kind of chameleon yourself into that, which is a Gemini trait, I believe. It's not a good idea, because it eventually catches up with you, and then you're not who you are, and then you're uncomfortable, and they're uncomfortable,
correct,
and it doesn't work
exactly
out. Let me ask you a question as a woman. Not that I'm a woman, as you as a woman.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. What about this? A guy goes out with a girl. They have a first date. They have an okay, good time. How long does somebody wait to call the other person? Now, in the older days, back in 1623, there was a rule, like you waited, never call the next day. That's too anxious. You show too much interest. Wait 2-3 days. No, that's too long. They'll think you're not interested and that you're playing games. I mean, what is the appropriate amount of time, if things work out real well, for someone to make a phone call?
Okay. Yes, there's tons of books written about it. And actually, one of my past associates, they would go by the 3-day book, 3-day rule, or whatever. There's always something. But I am now of this energy where I say, just whenever you feel that need, that I want to reach out, I say do it. I'm not saying five times a day or whatever, but after the first date, I've had, I would say, and you're walking down the street or you, if it's not too late, at night, I would say either that moment when you feel it, that's what I feel, because a woman, there's nothing that would put a smile on a woman's face to be like on her way home from the date or after you dropped her and she brushed her teeth or walked her dog. And there is a nice sweet text on her phone saying, what a special night. I would love to see you again. Let me know, you know, when you're available or you're whatever. That's great. That's good. Really does. I just feel that it's, you know, life is so short, Ron. I don't really feel that there's a game time anymore. I feel that games, if anything is dead, it's the games. Yeah. I feel if you're still going by the quote unquote rules, you're in ancient times, especially with social media being instant. Like you said, you can see everything. We can see everything, hear everything. So why wait 3 days after you put on social media? Like she's great. You know, why wait that time when, like you said, you've instantly already thought about it? And also, what about the other question? What if there's doesn't click? What do you say to that person that you're at the door or you're out of the restaurant and you know there's no chemistry? Tell me what your thoughts are and I'll tell you what mine. What do you say as your parting company? Do you say, I won't see you later? Do you say, have a great life? Do you say, have a good night? What do you say at that moment?
I would say, have a good night. Thank you. Thank you for meeting me today. And have a good evening.
I
think both people kind of know, both people have to be somewhat intuitive whether they were laughing and having a good time or not. If someone looks like they're having a good time, then you call them and they say, no, I'm not interested, then they were kidding. They were just fooling around and not being honest with you. You don't want that kind of person anyway, unless they're very attractive.
That's the same thing I would say. I would say thank you. Thank you for a wonderful dinner. Yeah, thank you for a wonderful evening. And leave it like that. I would not say anything that lead that person, because that person has to get up in the morning too. So yeah, I would not.
I wouldn't even say wonderful. I would just say thank you for the evening. thank you for the dinner. Thanks for sitting there while I ate.
For a woman, when a guy's paying for it, I believe Oji said, thank you for the nice. I would use nice. I would if it's over the moon. And if it's something where the chemistry is there as a woman, I don't have a problem with a woman saying, I'd love to see you again. I don't, in this day and age, I don't have a problem with that. I feel like you said the chemistry would be there. They would be both kind of like inching towards each other. Or, you know what's an indicator that there's another date on the way? When there's plans to be made in that first date. They'll say, oh, do you like, you know, Beyonce? And they're like, yeah, I love Beyonce. Yeah, yeah, she's coming to blah, blah, blah. And I'd love to go see her. And you're like, me too. And then they were like, you know, we should go together, you know, or ding, 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 that kind of situation. We have clues. There's breadcrumbs that they leave us in that date.
There are breadcrumbs. And again, if you're not both feeling that the other person is where you are, then you're not communicating anyway, even on the first date. So don't even bother. But you can tell when things are worth doing again and we're quite enjoyable. So there you have it. As far as touching is concerned, I wouldn't know I would never kiss on the first date unless there was some type of incredible chemistry going on. But I would feel that these days that would be a push, or maybe a little peck on the side of the head. But even then,
I wouldn't, for first date, I would not go into it unless she's leaning towards. But even then, you don't know what you're reading. I would not kiss on the first date.
Yeah.
But one thing about, you mentioned touching. Somebody told me this, and it's true. When a woman is interested in a man, she touches him.
Yes. Yes.
And I didn't know that until I observed, like, a couple on a date. When she's interested in you, her body language, it was, I looked at a couple, they were sitting at the bar, and she turned her body into him, and her legs were touching his legs. you know, and I was told, and it's true. And I said, let me think about that. And we do, we touch you. We let you know we're touching
you.
That's
your answer. There's your answer.
We are comfortable with you. We're attracted to you. That's what we do.
There have been very few guys who have complained that a woman touched them on a date. Very few complain, but there are enough women who say no, that's not appropriate. So here's my bottom line: as archaic as it may sound, let her give the indication first. If she gives the indication, do it. If she doesn't, don't. Let her be in the driver's seat. Allow her to be in the driver's seat as far as that's concerned. That's what I say.
Correct. Yeah. And I agree. Let her, and like you said, and if she's not comfortable, she's changed her mind, you'll also know as well. So yeah, you're right. You kind of have to let the woman sort of let you know where you're going.
The man is
the follow-up guy. He's a follow-up on the date guy, but the woman is more, I'd say the woman is more date, the control woman when it comes to what's going on in the date, if she's attracted to you or not.
I agree. And believe me, guys, that's the way it is the rest of your life. But that's besides the point.
You know what? When you said the woman, I was going to be like, I literally almost go, well, that's going to go on for the rest of your life.
They ain't
going
to stop.
Good luck on that.
So get ready. The first time, just let it go.